on Echo Link, but will be receive only. The purpose of this net is to provide a weekly statewide exchange of information and ideas concerning Oxcom and Michigan, including and Sky One. All radio amateurs with a sincere interest in supporting public safety are invited and encouraged to take part in this net. This is an ARRL session level net. Regular participants include your section officials, MTS officials, assistants, and representatives from their... This is Kilo Echo 8 Delta Oscar November. My name is Max. I hold the position of Section Emergency Coordinator. From the PMAG group, I have the following stations listed. KAJBD, KW5AS, WBATTZ, WB8AXB, KDAUNX, N8OBU, and KD8SWR. Those stations need not check in again, but other stations could have asked, please call now.
This is Kilo Charlie 8 Yankee Victor Foxtrot, Ron in Saginaw County.
KCAYDF, that's in there, Ron. Next question, please. Are there any relays? KAJBD, KEADON, can you place the general that call, please?
This is KAJBD, will do, will do. This is KAJBD, assisting net control for the Michigan ARPS CNET. Again, assisting net control for the Michigan ARPS CNET. If you wish to check in, please call now, please call now. This is KAJBD. KAGON, KAJBD, nothing heard.
All right, then we'll start with the nine that we have on the roster, and we'll see what where this leads us. Let's see here, in case you haven't heard it, we had an exercise yesterday. I'm sure y'all did, and in fact, I know many of you were able to participate in it. Those of you that weren't, you had all the good reasons that you couldn't, and that's okay. We did have, it looked like every district participated. I'm only going off the top of my head because I just got this morning the 213 reports, and I'm trying to collect, I have to assimilate that information into the scoring sheet. So I don't have any stats to give you, but I do know that all the districts participated, and District 7 had light participation. There were two counties up there, Roscommon and Grand Traverse, which participated. The rest of the counties, they needed a break after the ice storm, and that's okay, too. It was generally well-received. If you guys did get to participate, and you didn't tell anybody about it yet in the hot wash yesterday, or even if you want to tell us again, please share in your comments today when we get to your call sign. Let's see here. Tomorrow, I'm going to get on the road and I'm going to head over to Grand Rapids. The Homeland Security Conference is taking place over there, but the reason I'm going is that the communication unit work group annually gets together for an all-day meeting in person, and they choose that location to do it. So I'll be there for the day tomorrow. And then on Thursday evening, we have the Oxcom work group meets at 8 o'clock, and that's on Teams. And let's see, what else do we have? I want to give you a heads up. I was looking at the calendar coming ahead, for the weeks ahead at the net schedule. And just as a reminder, we will get together next week at this same time, but then we're going to take a couple of weeks off, first for Hamvention and then Memorial Day. Can you believe it? Memorial Day is already here. And we're going to take the week off for that. So we'll, after next week, we'll be back the first weekend in June. Let's see, with that, I'm going to turn it over to KHADD to be followed by KW5AS. Mr. Jim, how are things in Washington?
KHADD, this is KHADD, Sierra, Washtenaw County. Well, we have participated in the SEC on Saturday. Had a good time. Nice turnout this time. 15 people, 9 new guys showed up. We knew several new, and several had been there for quite a few years, so we had a nice turnout. and enjoyed the FCT, had a good time. We actually were able to dispatch teams. We practiced doing tactical call signs. We had a couple of pods in a warehouse. The hostile teams were involved also. We also practiced using WinLink with tactical call signs there. We ran into a few steps along the way through both sets, but both sets of teams that were out. But that's good. That's kind of what we do this. We had to shut down early because we had to run a siren test net. That was also part of the problem, wasn't actually a problem, but we needed to make sure we got that in. That's a very important process that had to happen here for the county. So we had a good time, enjoyed it. I did get to do a hot wash of steam immediately afterwards because we went straight rolling in, or at least most of the team went straight rolling into the siren. I was doing paperwork and getting ready to do the rest of the stuff, clean up from the exercise. But we had a good time, and I just taught my 92-year-old mother how to do QQ with an iPhone. So, happy 4th. May the 4th be with you. This is KJBD, back to net.
And may the 4th be with you as well.
ECO for Presque Hill County, as well as Max and MIT and Net Manager.
Well, things are fairly well back to normal. People are still cleaning up the mess from the storm. We got ours taken care of, at least in the immediate area around the house. Didn't lose any antennas that I was using. I had one that had been damaged a couple of years back and had a falling limb pull the feed line out of that. But everything that I was actively using stayed up and functioned, as did the whole house generator. Would have been nice to have made the FCT, but there was two other things scheduled for the day. It came in last, and I still haven't figured out how to violate the laws of space and time, so I guess you can do what you can. I did find that it can function as a pointed distribution for fuel and water. I loaned my portable generator out to a neighbor that needed it, and provided fuel for several people. The guy that borrowed the generator also didn't have it hooked up into the house wiring. We could do his pump. So he came over filling up jugs and buckets for quite a few days. So that all worked out pretty well. It seems like the stuff we've been doing seems like forever over the years to be ready for situations like this did pay off. And that's about all. I have not really been in touch with the EM. We were not contacted for any kind of support during the event, and I imagine she's still cleaning up reports from that. So I'm pretty sure we'll be touching base later on down the line. Max and MITN are still limping along. Participation's down 40 meters. Some days propagation's with you. Some days it's not for Max. MIT in the evening, again, that kind of comes and goes. Sometimes we have to go to 60 meters. 60 meters channel 4 is usually our first frequency that we try, assuming it's not being used. That's all the news from here. Back to you, WBATQZ.
All right, Mike, thank you. WBATQZ, KBAPRM, Michigan's actually at the CNET. Yeah, if you ever do figure out that whole space-time continuum thing, let me know, because I'd love to get a handle on that one as well. I bet a lot of us would. It's great that you have enough resources you're able to share with your neighbors, and I think that's a wonderful thing to be able to do that as well. So blessings in both directions that way. And I can certainly appreciate the 40-meter propagation problems in the morning. We noticed yesterday we had two HF stations running. One was monitoring 80 and one was 40. I'm not sure if any contact was made out of 80. We did have a few contacts on 40. It was and one in particular that stands out was the just made contact with Marquette, got excellent, treated excellent signal reports, and then it went into the toilet. And both ends said the same. So it was probably right about where the band died at that stage. And it just wasn't very good yesterday. But that's what happened, and that's why we had alternate modes, and we're able to operate. WDAXB and we followed by KBAUNX. Charlie, what's going on your direction?
Yeah, good afternoon, everybody. And Max, this is WD8AXB. Charlie here in Kalamazoo County, assisting to St. Joseph County, the county to my south. Happy to get St. Joseph County on the air. We did not have the participation I hoped for, and that just seems to be par for the course for that county. You can't pull out and get people that just don't want to do it, and that's just the situation we're stuck with. The stations that did participate, they knew how to participate too. They were confident on the air, and they were able to play along with the exercise, and that made things really good. And I wanted to have more connectivity with Kalamazoo County. They had multiple sites activated, which was really cool to know. It's just that once again, the laws of time and location. If Mike up north can get that figured out, I'd like to know it, because there just wasn't enough of me to go around to all the places where I could have been used and useful. I don't know what Kalamazoo County did other than I know a few of the sites that they got activated. I know that they were at a medical location that may be part of the social services network. They were at the American Red Cross building, and the county EOC was set up, and our new emergency manager was in attendance. So that was good that that she was there. Let's see. The other good news I heard yesterday is that St. Joseph County has a new emergency manager coming on board. They've been without an emergency manager for a month. That's good that they've got somebody, and maybe I'll find out about him or her maybe tomorrow or later this week. So certainly that's good news. And we're coming up on the one-year anniversary of the Portage tornado. That was not good. That was a busy night for Skywarn activity, and then 2 days later, we were out working for emergency management doing damage assessment. Some people did 2 or 3 days. I was able to do 1 day. And that was a long day and a sad day to see a beautiful neighborhood damaged from the tornado winds. Let's see what else. So I will be at Hamvention. Looking forward to it. I can't remember my first trip to Hamvention. It may have been 1984 or 1985, somewhere in there. Haven't missed too many, so we're happy to be able to attend again this year. And let's see, I hope NADNOR can check in today. I hope Ken is on board on 40 meters. He's got the frequency, and he will be QRP today, I think. So we'll keep our ears open for when he can check in on the net. And, 40 meters is doing very well today. I'm able to hear Mike from Roger City loud and clear, and able to hear Skip from Menominee loud and clear. So that's great. HF yesterday, I was able to hear the state EOC on 75 meters for, like, the half-hour updates. And it seemed like the later in the morning got better for 75 than when the first announcement came out, where the state EOC was just in the static. Never switched over to 40. I just, being alone here in the station, it was just too much to just keep up with the VHF and UHF activity going on for Kalamazoo and St. Joseph counties. I guess from Brett, I heard that counties from District 5 participated. We remain hopeful that maybe some of the other counties were able to do something. So that seems to be it from here. Max, we'll turn it back. EON Net Control from WD8AXB. Over.
All right, WD8AXB, KEA. Yeah, I've seen that. Well, thank you for all of that report, and I do hope you have. Yeah, District 5 did have good participation yesterday. I think it was around 5 counties. Thank you. Through that, and then I can start putting them into the spreadsheet. So it was good participation, definitely from that corner of the state, and so it's been decent participation overall. All right, we're going to go to KVA-UNX, and then I'm going to take a standby here to see if there's anybody else waiting to join in. KVA-UNX, you are up for comments, sir. How are things in the area of Oxford?
You're doing well. This is KBAUNX of Oxford, Michigan. I'm in front lots here. I'm getting some QRM here to know that this has been the first time I've been able to get a good copy on the net here.